Last week I have talked about the importance of having a spiritual father who can guide us to holiness. We cannot think that we can become holy by ourselves overnight. To become holy, we must enter the arena with our spiritual father, who we can think of as our coach, where we can learn and practice the law of God. When we read the accounts of the saints or elders of the church who focus their writings on the spiritual life, we can see that the very first thing they do is that they set straight the spiritual child. This is done out of love, because they want us to realize that we have to start from the beginning. So what is the beginning? Saint Isaac the Syrian says, the fear of God is the beginning of virtue. So before we can become virtuous or holy, we must fear God. This rule or this spiritual practice causes a lot of tensions between people who are just starting to learn about the fear of God. Because their argument is this: God loves us, so we should love Him and approach with hope, joy, gladness. It is a logical argument, but it is an argument that only pleases our will and our pride. Also, this argument degrades God to our level, like He's our best friend who we get to love. It's silliness. God is our King. He's our Creator. He's our Father, and we are His children. The very first thing that helps us in our spiritual life is forgotten, because we have become self-sufficient and know-it-alls. We forgot how to be a child. In the eyes of God, we are His children. No matter how old we are, we will never outgrow Him. The best example is when we see interaction of parents and their children. It seems like not as much in today's age, but in years past, if a child did a wrong deed, a parent would catch it, they would get spanked to teach them that it's not right. Now, the spanking hurts more the parent than the child, but the parent does it out of love, so the child becomes much more watchful of his actions. So even in this small example, we get to see two fears which compose this perfect fear of God. The first fear is the fear of a slave. And this slavish fear is the service of God, is an inner state that fears God, who punishes sin, and therefore the person turns away and flees from sin and everything that is disgusting to God. That's step one. The second fear is the filial fear. Filial fear is an internal disposition of the soul that loves God with reverence and fears to offend God because the person loves God. Now, at the beginning, these two fears need to work together at first before one can achieve this pure fear, which is the final state of the fear of God that Saint Isaac is talking about. But if you get stuck on the first fear, which is the fear of a slave, then we cannot move forward towards the filial fear. And if you get stuck on that step, then we become numb to the sin, and we become not afraid of sin, and actually we start to love sin and not hate it. Our goal is to purify the slavish fear so we can approach the filial fear. This is done at the same time, yet separate. We must detach our physical body from the attachments of the world, which enslave us. This creates more room for God-pleasing activities. And through these God-pleasing activities, we keep the body safe and we work on the inner fear, which does not want to offend God with the thoughts and desires. Once this step is purified, then we enter the stage where we get to love God, not as our friend, but as a merciful God, a God who yearns for us to come back to Him. Let us remember that God knows everything. He is our Father. So let us cleanse ourselves from pride and return back and become His children who yearn to be corrected in order to get closer to Him. Glory to Jesus Christ. Amen.